Praise God, beloved. Welcome to the podcast this morning. Let's find our place in Psalms chapter number 42. The Bible said in verse 1, "It's the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with a multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him." This morning we find the psalmist David, and he's made this statement, or he's asked this question, rather, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" If I had to step out on a limb and make a guess, that'd be one of the most asked questions on planet Earth, is why? We ask the question why on a lot of occasions, but in our text, our psalmist says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" Seems like the psalmist can't figure out what's wrong with him. He's asked the question twice, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me?" Have you ever been just in a place something was wrong and you just couldn't figure out what was wrong with you? That'd be our thought this morning. What in the world is wrong with me? What do you do when something's wrong and you can't figure it out? You don't know what the problem is. Well, we find out that David is in a place of dryness. He said, "As the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God." We find out that he's thirsty. And, brother, I tell you, we better get a thirst for God and keep a thirst for God. He said in verse number 2, "When shall I come and appear before God?" Seems like he's at a little bit of a distance and he's trying to get near where God's at. But then we see his diet. Verse number 3 said, "My tears have been my meat and day, been my meat day and night." And so his tears, his sorrows, his discouragement has been his diet. He's drained. Verse number 4, the Bible said, "When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me." He's completely poured out. He's poured everything out before the Lord. Verse number 5, the Bible said, "Why art thou cast down?" He's down. I mean, that's just where he's at. Verse 5 again, his soul is disquieted. Verse number 7, "Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts." It seems like he may be in a little over his head and something, but he just can't figure out what's going on. Then, verse number 8, the Bible said, "Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me in my prayer unto the God of my life." We'll find out he's got some darkness going on. So that's a pretty good list. He's got some dryness, a distance, a diet that's nothing but his tears. He's drained out. He's down. He's disquieted. He's in over his head. He's deep. And then there's some darkness. And then it's a daily questioning, oppression. He's admitting he's had to deal with this on several times of his life. And if we'd be honest, a lot of times we just get discouraged, defeated, depressed, whatever it is, and really don't know why. So we ask this question, why art thou cast down? Well, you might not never figure out every little particular detail of why that you're cast down, why you're discouraged, why. But I can give you a little hope that there are some things that need to be done when you get in a place like this. What do you do when you don't know what's wrong with you? First of all, you've got to keep a strong desire for his presence. I'm telling you, he said, "It's the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God." There's got to be a thirst for the presence of Almighty Sovereign God. We got to get so thirsty for his presence, for in his presence there's joy, there's peace, there's grace, there's mercy, there's love, there's help, there's answers to questions. We've got to keep a strong, thirsty desire, but then it's got to be a telling desire. Verse number 2, "For my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God." He's saying it to God. He's saying it out loud to God. He said, "Lord, I'm telling you, I'm far from you, and I want to be near thee." So he tells it, but then there's a tearing desire. Verse number 3, "My tears have been my meat day and night." Oh, the Bible still says, "A broken and a contrite spirit thou wilt not despise." Tears speak a language that nothing else can. Amen. There's got to be a strong desire for his presence. Don't you want to be in the presence of God consistently and on a daily basis? But then verse 4, the Bible said, "When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day." You're going to not only have to have a strong desire for the presence of God, but you're going to have to stay around the right kind of people. What kind of people? Well, in our text, he said, "I went with a multitude," so get around a lot of people. Amen. I don't like crowds. Well, you get around a lot of people that's going in the right direction, and somebody in that crowd is going to help you out. It was a faithful kind of people that kept holy day. That's the kind of people you need to get around. Somebody's going to be faithful to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, faithful to pray every day, faithful to read their Bible every day, faithful to walk with God every day, faithful to have a good spirit every day. Neighbor, you've got to get around some people that really love God. I tell you, I've had the privilege of knowing some saints that really walk with God. I've had the privilege of knowing men and women that really knew how to pray and get in the presence of God, that knew something about their Bible, that really had fought the battles on their own and had to have these thirsty times in their lives and had overcome them. And that's the kind of people you need to get around. Get around somebody who's been through what you've been through, been discouraged like you are, been cast down. No, you ain't got to tell them everything that's going on in your life, but they'll help you. I mean, you get around a faithful people, somebody that's consistently, faithfully walking with God. But then not only a faithful people, but a flowing people. Sometimes you just got to go with the flow of spiritual people. Amen to God. Well, I just ain't got no orders from God. I just hadn't heard His voice. I just hadn't sensed His presence in a while. Well, get around somebody that has. Amen. It might rub off on you. It was a lot of people. Then get around a loud people. The Bible said, He said, I went with them. He said, I went with them right there. And He said, with a voice of joy and praise. Get around somebody that's not ashamed to be vocal about Jesus, not ashamed to witness, not ashamed to worship, that's got a voice of joy and a voice of praise and a voice of rejoicing and a voice of excitement. Get around somebody like that. Amen. People that can be heard. But then not only a lot of people or a loud people, but what about some lively people? Amen. The voice of joy and praise. Get around somebody that's got some life about them. Get around somebody that's got a prayer life, that's got a Bible reading life. You hear these things over and over again. Why do we say so much about Bible reading, about praying? It's because it's very important. It helps us maintain spiritual life. It's people that's got life. I don't like being around dead people, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. I think it's in the book of Proverbs, maybe the book of Psalms, said the dead praise not the Lord. I want to be somebody around somebody that's got some life, because it'll encourage you and it'll inspire you. But then a loving people, amen? A people that know how to love. The Bible said the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And the only way that we can love others is for the Father to love people through us. And the only way to do that is to open up our hearts to the love of God and let the love of God flow through us. Get around somebody just full of love, amen? Thank God. I tell you what, God saves somebody. God changes them, and He's going to put the love of God in their heart. And when you get saved, you're going to love the people of God. You're going to love the brethren. You're going to love your Bible. You're going to love witnessing. You're going to love worship. You're going to love seeing people get saved. Oh, our flesh don't love it, but the inner man does, and we've got to feed the inner man. Get around some people that love you. I've often said it, and I stand in a pulpit, and I tell a congregation, you know what I love about you people? Is that you love God and you love me. I love people that love Jesus, and I love people that love me. I have no problem loving somebody back that loves me. Somebody say amen right there. Get around some people that's got some love in them. But then, not only stay around the right kind of people when you don't know what's wrong with you, but then stir up the past. Stir it up. Verse 6, he said, oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hill Miser. Amen. He said, I'm going to remember thee. Well, first of all, you got to remember God. Remember what God's done for you. Remember the day you got saved. Remember the day you gave your life to God. Remember the day God gave you your mate. Remember the prayers that God has answered. Time would fail every one of us to go down a list. I would challenge anybody that's been saved any length of time. Get a pencil and a piece of paper out and start writing down the prayers that God has answered for you. Well, I tell you, if that don't fire you up, if that don't get you out of a hole, if that don't get that cast down soul lifted up in the presence of God, if that don't get your spirit rejoicing in God, I don't know what will. Amen. Remember His presence. Remember the prayers that God has answered. But then remember the places where God has done something for you. Verse number 6, He said, I will remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites and from the hill Miser. And maybe in a later date, we're going to study this word miser, this hill. But don't forget the places where God has met with you. those places are special. We could run back to the book of Genesis, to Jacob in days of old, of how God met with him at Bethel. We could go to Abraham over there to Mount Moriah, how God met with him at Moriah. We could go to all kinds of different places in the Word of God. And I appreciate Abraham's places, and I appreciate Jacob's places, and I appreciate David's places. But personally, I've got some places that God, I could take you to the place and tell you the time. This is where God saved me. This is where God filled me. This is where God blessed me. This is where I was praying and God answered this prayer. This is where I was when God came through again. Well, if you want to get over a cast down soul, then neighbor, just remember the past, the good past, not the bad past. Don't dwell on things that have hurt you. Don't dwell on people that have hurt you. Don't think about people that stab you in the back. Don't spend your days meditating about Judas. And don't spend your days meditating about the Jezebels and the Ahabs and the Diotrephes and the Cains that have been in your life that you had to overcome. Don't spend your days thinking about that. Don't go to bed thinking about those people. Don't wake up thinking about those people. Think about the goodness of God and the grace of God. Gird the loins of your mind up with good memories from the past. I'll never forget Brother Willard Thomas. He's in heaven now, dear friend of mine. I loved him then. I love him now. And I'm looking forward to the day when I can hug his neck on the streets of glory. Somebody said, "Oh, Brother Willard, you're just living in the past." And Brother Willard, you know him. He got him a pencil, a piece of paper, and he wrote a poem. And the part of the poem went like this: "I'm not living in the past. The past is living in me." How could you get over God reaching further down than you could reach up? How in the world could you get over God answering prayer? Amen. That'll help you out. Well, there's three places that David ran to in times of trouble. He said, "I'll remember thee from the land of Jordan, of the Hermonites, and from the hill Miser." This three geographical locations in David's life where God specifically done something for him. Well, you got Jordan. Amen. That's Canaan land. God let David be born in victory. Amen. Amen. And then you got the Hermonites, and that's where they conquer. And then you've got Miser. That word Miser means a little hill. I could think of a little hill right now on the outskirts of the city of Jerusalem called the place of the skull, Golgotha, Calvary. Boy, that'll help us out. But then lastly, this morning, and I'm done on our short little thought, what in the world's wrong with me? If you want to overcome it, you're going to have to keep a song of praise in your mouth and in your heart. Verse number 8, "Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me in my prayer unto the God of my life." Oh, beloved, God help every one of us to keep a song in our hearts and to keep a song on our heart. Oh, often I like to think about that old song 127 in the church hymnal, "How Firm a Foundation." I like to hear that song, "There's a Fountain Filled with Blood." I like to sing that song, "My Jesus, I love thee, because thou first loved me." Well, if you can't sleep, then sing. Amen. Get a song in your heart. We've got a lot of ways to get the music on in our days. I'm not talking about the country music or the rap music or the rock and roll. I'm talking about good spiritual songs that'll help you get close to God and stay close to God. Just keep on singing for the glory of God. Learn a new song. Sing a new song, not this newfangled stuff. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. I love to hear songs that other people sing that I've never heard that bless my heart. Just get somewhere and get a good song on you. Well, beloved, there's our thought for this morning. May God be with you till we meet again.